speaking with Sally Cottle from the Bow Valley Christmas Spirit Campaign. How are you doing today?
Hi, Rob. Great, thanks.
Good. So Christmas Spirit is once again up and running. What's your fundraising goal for this year?
Fundraising goal for this year is $35,000, which is a big goal for the campaign, but I'm really confident that the Bow Valley will be able to come through.
Now, what does the Christmas Spirit Campaign do? What are you guys all about?
Yeah, so the Christmas Spirit Campaign tries to make sure that everybody in Canmore and in the Bow Valley has a little bit of Christmas. So we provide gifts for seniors, we provide food and food hampers, and we provide toys for children for any of those individual seniors or families who are maybe having a tough go this year and need a little bit of extra support. We really want to make sure that everybody has a Christmas experience.
And you put together these lovely hampers and send them out the week before Christmas.
We do. The weekend before Christmas, we put together hampers. Again, food, gifts, the whole, for kids, we even do toys for kids with wrapping paper, try to make it so that Christmas basically is delivered to the door of anybody who needs the support.
So there's a few different components to the campaign and a number of different events that go on to support them. Maybe let's talk about the food thing and there's the big food drive that happens every year.
Yep, there's always a big food drive going on. You can donate food throughout town at the grocery stores or at the campaign office, which is at 1410 Railway Avenue, right next to LifeWorks. We definitely need food for the campaign. We put together an entire Christmas dinner, plus some supplies to get through the Christmas week. There is an event in December, a Skate with Santa event that people can donate food at, and we take food donations throughout the next month.
And I know the big food drive's coming up on the 1st of December this year.
The 1st of December. It's a little earlier than usual this year, but hopefully that'll help us to make sure we have exactly what we need in time for Christmas.
Toys as well. You're the toy coordinator this year.
I am the toy coordinator this year, which I really love doing. And so we're always looking for toys for kids. We have some, a little start of toys already, but we are now accepting toy donations. You can, again, leave toy donations at the campaign office, 1410 Railway Avenue, right next to LifeWorks, at the FCSS office at the Civic Center, at the Bank of Montreal on Main Street, and also at the Royal LePage office. And we usually are, the community is very generous around toy donations, but we usually every year find ourselves a little short. So last year, for example, we were short on things for infants from 0 to 2 and for teenagers, both for boys and girls. So if people are looking for something this year, that might be a great category to try to donate for.
Yeah, because people think kids when they think of toys, but kids can encompass like a 16-year-old, 15-year-old.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. 17-year-olds deserve to have Christmas too, and so do 1-year-olds, right? I know you've got a little one, right, who needs to have Christmas too. So,
exactly.
So I think we tend to get a lot of stuff animals and things for sort of 6 to 8 year olds, which is great. We need that and we use it, but it's also helpful to get things in those older and younger age categories as well.
Do you guys accept cash donations?
We do accept cash donations and we use cash right as we're getting close to getting the hampers out. We do an inventory and say, what do we have? Are we missing toys for certain age groups, or are we missing maybe, do we not have enough peanut butter or turkeys or whatever? And we purchase those items through local businesses. So it is helpful to get cash donations. You can also make cash donations at all the same places. They're at the campaign office takes them, and any of the places where you can leave toys also has a box where you can make a cash donation.
What about volunteers? Do you need those?
We do need volunteers. We need volunteers for all sorts of things. We need volunteers to help pick up food and toys and deliver them to the campaign office. We need people to help put hampers together, both for toys and food. And we especially need people to help deliver the hampers. So people can go to the website, which is www.christmasspiritcampaign.com, or they can call the campaign office. That number is 403-609-3565 if they're interested in volunteering. In particular, we might need some volunteers for November 26, which is the game of giving at the Eagles game. So anybody who comes to the Eagles game, any child from 0 to 17 who comes to the Eagles game on November 26, which is a Saturday, if they bring a toy that's new and wrapped, it doesn't have to be Christmas wrapped, but it needs to be in its original packaging, they get in free to the game. And that's an important thing that I should have mentioned earlier, Rob. Getting toys is great, but we need the toys to be new. So if you have gently used toys or things that can still be used, those need to go to Victory's Thrift, and they'll find them an appropriate home. For the Christmas Spirit Campaign, we need toys that are new and have not been used and are still in their package. So those can be donated or brought to the Eagles Game of Giving, and you get a free ticket.
What about people, say their family's in a bit of a financial crunch right now, they want to apply for one of these hampers. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, it's really important that people apply, and you can apply for yourself. You can also apply on behalf of someone else if you know someone who you think could use the support. So applicants applications are available all over town. Again, at the campaign office at 1410 Railway Avenue or off of the website, ChristmasSpiritCampaign.com. And then you can also go into several agencies throughout town. So Family and Community Services at the town has applications. Victory Thrift has applications. The Food Bank, many doctor's offices, churches, schools all have the applications. The daycares in town have applications. Public health and mental health, all of those places in town have applications. So we want to make sure that applications are distributed throughout the community and easy for people. I believe the cutoff for applications is December 9th. So it's important that people fill those applications out now and get those in.
Any final comments before we wrap things up, Sally?
Just mostly that we really are looking for people to get involved. It's a great opportunity. It's a great way to give back to the community. So if you're in the fortunate position of having enough this year, donating to the campaign is a way to sort of spread that abundance to other people. And if you're in one of those positions where maybe you need a little bit of extra support, know that this community really wants to support you. And so please apply and let us know that you need that support. There's a lot of people who really want to contribute to making sure that we all get a little bit of Christmas this year.
ChristmasSpiritCampaign.com again is the website to find out more information. Sally, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.